Today, we dive deep into the art of creating micro-budget films that shine. Hello, filmmakers. I'm Tom Malloy. Welcome to another action-packed episode of the Filmmaking Stuff podcast, where we share tips and tactics so you can take action and make your movie now. Okay, today we're talking about making micro-budget films that shine, meaning they stand out. Right? There are lottery ticket type movies. And what I say by lottery ticket is that they're, you know, one in a million or one in 100,000 or so, like the Blair Witch Project, like Paranormal Activity, that really stood out. Okay. And they made a significant impact and caught the zeitgeist. Okay. For you, you can't try to exactly emulate that. And I think that's a mistake, just going, let's make another Blair Witch, because like I said, they're potential lottery tickets. But really what I mean by this is that it is twofold. First is, if you're working with this micro budget range, and I'm talking under $100,000 and more likely $30,000 to $50,000, in that micro budget range, you should try to do something unique. There was recently a movie called Skinamarink, and it was made, again, for one of those $15,000 budgets. But the key with that film was that it was completely unique and hadn't really been done before. Now, look, most things have been done before. So if you can take what has been done before and just shift it a little bit, you can make something special and something unique. And what I'm getting at is that when you're working with that lower budget range, that's the time that you have the freedom to do that. You don't want to take super swing experiments with somebody's $2-3 million, right? You want to do that with the $30,000 to $50,000. And so that it's not a huge, it's not going to bankrupt anybody, hopefully, or get, you know, any person completely lose all their finances. So you don't want to do that with the big movies. But for these smaller ones, that's the time where you could try something that's unique and interesting and might set you apart from other filmmakers, right? And if not, okay, then the film could be potential failure, but ultimately you should be trying to make a good movie no matter what. I have filmmaker friends who make a lot of these micro-budget type movies, and they do not care what the quality of the movie is. They don't care about the script. They're like, let's see the poster and let's make a good trailer. And that's it. And that's all they care about, because they know that they could flip it and make certain money just from the poster and the trailer is going to get people in. And on these films, I've made some of these. I've made some of the micro budgets. My company's funded one. I personally co-financed three of these movies. And on all of the projects, these were scripts that I thought, oh, this could be really good, right? All of those projects, there was not one time where I was like, I really don't care that the ending doesn't make any sense. No, it was like, let's fix this. Let's get to a really good script, a really good story to begin with. And that's something that you should have in your mind. I highly recommend my video series on Filmmaking Stuff HQ called the Backyard Blockbuster Blueprint. There is a link here below for that, because it talks about how to make a film look like it costs 10x the value. See, what happens is a lot of times people have these numbers in their head. They have a preconceived notion of what a movie's going to cost. So maybe their preconceived notion is that it's got to be in the millions. So I get these films pitched to me, you know, a filmmaker will come up, and this just happened, I think, yesterday. Somebody said, yeah, we're making a micro-budget thing, and it's just, you know, two people in an office, and we're going to do it that way. And so a lot of times, I'm laughing because I hear this a lot, that their definition of micro-budget is, oh, how can we, you know, just shoot in one room and make it one actor or something like that? Because they go, oh, God forbid, we can't do an actual movie. And I'm here to tell you, you can. You can do an actual movie. You can do a full feature that has characters and locations. And I know filmmakers that can do it. I've seen it done, where at the end of the day, it looks like it could have cost $500,000 or $1 million. Okay. And that's success. That's how you make something that shines. Now, again, there's two answers to this podcast question about how do you make a micro budget film that shines. The first being something really interesting and different, and not just, well, let's put Tom in a closet and film him with a little flashlight and do the whole movie that way because you want to save money. no, do something different because it's unique and it might make the film completely stand out as something new that people have not seen before. Or do something that's special where you are treating it like you're trying to make an incredible movie. You just don't have the budget to do that. So now you're going to cut certain corners and tighten certain things, but still have the eyes on the prize of making a film that you could be proud of. You never want to get into a situation where you're embarrassed to show somebody your movie, where it's like, oh yeah, we made that one and yeah, okay, that one's bad. That was the first one. No, you want every film, no matter if you're making it for $1,000 or $100 million, you want every film to be something that you're proud of. So get that attitude in your head, and that's how you can make micro-budget films that shine. Thank you for tuning into the Filmmaking Stuff podcast. I'm Tom Malloy, and I can't wait to see the incredible films you'll create. Don't forget to subscribe for more tips, tactics, and inspiring stories. Until next time, take action and make your movie now.